This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is April 28th, 2014. This is NBA Talking. This is specifically Donald Sterling. We do editorials and opinion pieces. And if you want to hear playoff talk, we did a playoff hot topics with Mr. MOB, Calhoun, and Double R. And go back and listen to that. That's very fun talk. A lot of bold predictions. Just a lot of fun playoff talk. This one here is specifically Donald Sterling.
Let's not call him that. Let's call this racist ass. Ain't that what they call him? Since he want to talk about blacks, let's call these fucking, because that's what they called you, these wop nose. Let's call him what he is. Now, you sitting here with a fucking bitch, because that's what she is, you know. And you a fucking 80 years old in the grave. And you want to talk this shit about don't bring a to the game. Now, true enough, Magic got AIDS. Everybody already know that shit. But that ain't why you saying don't bring him to the game. You tell him don't bring him to the game because of skin color. All these on the court making this money for you, you going to say skin color? You making money off me? This is new slavery. What do you expect from a Jew, though?
Another epic monologue by Calhoun to lead us in. Of course, we're talking racism. Donald Sterling. I got Mr. MOB and Double R also tagging along with me and Calhoun. I want to start the conversation off by this. I think I have a completely different opinion of this. And I'm going to start with this. One of the comments I came was, I may not like what you say, but I'm going to defend your right to say it to the death. And so the point was, I don't agree with what he said, but in today's society, you can't be, if he said that in the privacy of talking to her about whatever they were talking about, you can't hold your tongue, you can't bite your tongue. And I think that a lot of this backlash is over something that, and someone who's already stated how he felt before this. So my disappointment is with the media, Magic Johnson, all these white people, black people jump into, oh no, especially in the NBA where he's had a history of this. So Jalen Rose like, I'm not supporting another NBA game. Well, you should have did that when he had that minority suit where he said blacks weren't worthy of living in his.
Yeah, I heard that.
That was like 4 years ago, Chris, when he signed.
And he said they like vermin.
Yeah, I mean, he said this stuff 4 years ago in a documented court case. Magic Johnson was taking his tap dancing Sambo ass down there while this was after this happened. If you've been to a game in the 2000, from 2010 on, and I can look up the time and be accurate, but it was either 09 or 010 when this came out. So if you were supporting him, because Magic Johnson even said he was a friend before that. Don't come bash the man now, because you had documented proof that he was like this before this.
See, I didn't know that until today when they were saying there was a white guy on 92.9. I forgot his name, Mitch Evan, maybe. He was like, everybody already knew he was a slumlord bigot from way back
when. Exactly.
I didn't know nothing of none of this.
And that's what I'm saying. The people, now the media reaction could be one thing, but the people who are in the league who quit to jump on this bullet of the plane and ride it, fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
I hope the goddamn bring that chicken in coon out sharp out of the woodwork.
Well, Jesse brought out his ass out there.
Fuck them niggas.
Come on, they gonna come out.
Here come the check, motherfucker.
They coming out, but like D said, he can say what he wanna say.
Nah, ain't no more of that no more. You can't call a so you can't call
in the privacy of your home.
But I think that was go ahead, Double R, sorry about that.
Yeah, Baron Davis said this going on. He first signed with the Clippers,
and he stayed with the Clippers. Like he Baron
Davis said, he could hear him at courtside saying "nigger this, nigger that."
For real.
And what did Baron Davis do about it? You ever heard Baron Davis open his mouth about against this man?
Until now.
That's typical. Tap dancing Sambo ass sons of bitches for a chick.
Typical black folk. You know what I'm saying? If you stand by what you stand by.
If you're not,
you on the court, he and your boss call you a nigga, and you black and he white, to say, hey, throw the ball, I'm walking out right now. If that's what you stand for, but you wait till there's a big old hoopla about it, Now, I remember when he called me a nigga.
Yeah, shut your ass up.
If you're going to stand up, and you ain't got to walk off the court. You ain't got to be so dressed. But there are ways you can make your point known to what his antics could have been a bigger issue back when you were playing. I agree completely, wholeheartedly with MOB. Don't bring your ass down here to the party after the chicken done got fried and the bill done been served. Man, you had a chance to get on this stop later.
Exactly.
And
you could have said, Baron Davis could have said that way after he left the Clippers. Baron Davis could have been said it. I didn't agree with my owner views toward black people. Why you say it when everybody know it?
Hey, let's not discount this.
He been said this. There was a while ago. They were just bringing it back up.
Let's not discount this slut either now. Because this is a setup.
Yo, now I want
this whole set him up. Because this is a private call. And this hoe was talking to him and probably getting some check. I don't, you know, she sucked dick for money. Probably doing what she was doing and set his ass up.
I think it was more than that.
She probably been knew he was racist.
She knew he racist. Yeah, that's why she recorded.
I think it was a setup later on down the line. But I think it was just like what it is, that California lifestyle. He old, ate it fucking with a young girl.
Oh, yeah, that's all that.
She a bad bitch,
know,
too.
He knows she fucking black people or whatever. And if you listen to the context of what he's saying, damn, you out here fucking, like, don't put it in my face that you out here fucking these.
Yeah, it sound like an insecure old ass more than just a racial.
Yeah, that was my first thought. Like, he sound more insecure. And he's just more insecure. And he just, you know what I'm saying? And so.
He don't want to fuck out that been in.
Exactly. Or at least knowing that the just fucked and she on her way.
Man, I definitely want to fuck after she take a picture with Magic.
At least she's smart enough to know that, right?
Shit. You know what I mean? Don't put it in my face like that.
What if that's, like, we can lighten it up for a second. What if that's what he meant when he said that?
Yeah,
like,
don't
bring that around. Like, any of these other ones is fine. Don't bring that HIV.
It's a gang of healthy on the sideline you can fuck while I'm with my wife. Don't fuck him. Condom, no condom. Goddamn.
Okay, but at the end of the day, I hate to change it all. I know this is Darren's job. But what type of actions does the NBA take against him?
They're going to wait for this shit to die down. They're going to probably just fine him.
You can't fire him. He owned
the team. Fine. Fine him.
Fine.
If you fine him, that man, that little, the money ain't nothing to him.
No, so it ain't.
Whatever you do, it ain't gonna bother him.
The only way you can really do it is what they were saying on talk radio, is take the team from him.
We don't listen to talk radio over here.
Well, you can't take the team from him for multiple reasons. The motherfucker probably will sue.
I was gonna say, that's how he's been.
Yeah.
That's how he's a billionaire, right? A lot of stuff he sued. Now, as this comes to light, they were talking about a lot of stuff. He's bankrolled a lot of Jerry Buss's. So Jerry Buss owes him, you know, he's real good friends. Okay, he helped bankroll him. They helped get the Lakers and other things. I want to go back to your point, MOB, sorry. I think you can find him. I agree with Calhoun. You can't make him sell the team. Because the litigation in that.
It'll be hell
for everybody involved.
And he'll sue. And all of the owners.
Yeah. Exactly. And so,
but they got to take some time.
They're going to find them. They're going to find them, suspend them probably for the playoffs. And the problem is,
that doesn't do anything for an owner. See, it's not a player.
But I mean,
suspending
is not in a player, but it's some. You have to do something.
Yeah,
you
got to do something. What I'm saying.
And so I think that they suspend him and maybe bar him from his own game.
He could come to the game tonight.
Yo, so I think
he shouldn't be able to walk in that motherfucker no more.
He owned the team.
He owned the building.
No, I'm saying.
He can do whatever he wants.
I'm saying the people who there. He shouldn't be able to walk in that motherfucker.
Oh, you mean they should be kicking his ass?
Why? The malice at the palace.
I think somebody would do that, though.
Yeah, that motherfucker's despicable. It's the malice. I'll be there. I'll spit him a cup.
Violence,
and then throw it
violence
down.
Violence never saw.
Violence begins violence. Any means necessary.
What did he do violent? He spoke his opinion.
Double off.
You speak your opinion on this podcast.
You speak it on the podcast then. I ain't rich.
Oh, if you
okay,
rich?
So hold on. Oh, that's an interesting point. He's given, but he's given, and this goes to an interesting point about him. It's because he's rich, because he owns a team. He owns a team in a black league, which, you know what I'm saying, if this is baseball, would this be such a big problem?
It's a big problem, period.
But then I'm going to flip it like this and say this is kind of the ironic part of it. He's given a lot of blacks jobs. And I'm not talking about the cats on the court. Elgin Baylor was the GM for a long time. He had multiple black coaches.
Who sweep that motherfucker, right?
I don't mean jobs like. I mean,
he's given a lot of jobs.
interviews. Period.
He's getting a lot. I'm not saying jobs. He's giving a lot of people executive jobs. Black people executive jobs.
So long as the monkey knows his place, he's good with
him. That's, I guess that's what I kind of want to talk to. Like, is it, do you think his mentality is, hey, how do I say this? I may not like blacks personally, but professionally, I just want the best person who can do the job.
That's what Jews are good at, right?
Yeah, you know, he's not a skinhead. I don't think he hate blacks, but in the NBA, you couldn't even have an organization without dealing with blacks.
But it's he impossible. Deals with blacks a lot.
You know what I'm saying? He couldn't say, I'm not going to deal with no black people. It's impossible. The NBA is dominated by black people. Coaches, assistants, trainers, players, your breadwinner, your prize Clydesdale is Chris Paul,
but
Blake Griffin.
But that's what I'm saying. Like
Blake Griffin is half wrong.
Forget about the players. Forget about the people you see.
I know what you're talking about.
He's employed
everybody behind the scenes,
but a lot of black people behind the scenes who you never see. So
I guess he's a fucking Jew. They can set differences aside for money. He's black, a money grubbing Jew.
It's blacks. You cannot not deal with them. His black people are good GMs. His black people are good assistants. You can't not deal with him.
He's a Jew.
When it comes to the NBA.
Now, let's just be honest. He's a fucking what's more? What a love more than a black Mexican bitch? A green one. Money. Money. He can hate the fuck. It's just like when you're fucking a you can sit here and I don't fuck ugly hoe. And 2 o'clock come and the mother hoes announcing the phone and now here we go. That goddamn boogie wolf across the street who been trying to fuck you for a month, you dig hard, you go across the street. He don't like him, but they make him plenty of money. He not gonna not fuck with him. It's too much revenue. How much money nowadays, he making out of the playoffs?
Nowadays in our society, the people problem. Don't stand by what they so-called believe in. Because if he believe in that, then you like D said, you stand for what you believe. You don't deal with him. If you say, I'm not fucking an ugly girl. I don't care how hard your dick get. You don't have to go fuck an ugly girl.
I know a lot of niggas who say that and fuck them.
Because they fuck ugly girls. It ain't because they dick got hard. No, they fuck ugly girls. That's what I'm saying. He making money. Why would he not make money? You can't openly start
league.
You can't openly just say stuff like that and think it's going to blow over. So,
but I don't think he openly said it. I think that's kind of the problem.
You know what I'm saying? That's why he can't openly say it. Yeah. He can't go into public on a
but he feel that way.
Talk show and say it because he know what the consequences may be. But he really feels that way. Oh. Them his real feelings.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was recorded. Yeah. He didn't know none of that. He just said how he feels.
And you could tell of course she knew because she was baiting the fuck out of him. Now, he's still smart because he didn't go in. She kept trying to lure him to go deeper, deeper, deeper. And he kept, I don't want to talk about it no more. But she really got
he probably in his mind like, damn, I shouldn't have said it. Once it came out,
oh, no, not that much money. That Jew, see, that why I don't think, like, fuck it.
That's why I don't think he hate black people. Because he didn't really, he wasn't really just nigga, 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 them fucking nigga. He was saying blacks.
Because he's still smart enough to
no,
know.
No, but if it was a white man who hate black people, he'd have been saying nigga. Them niggas and like you say, kikes, they would have been saying porch monkeys and
let me ask you a question. If you listen to those, I'm assuming we all have listened to the contents. And Double R, I'll let you talk after this. If you listen to the contents of what he's saying, and I'm not trying to justify anything else, it actually seems like he talks about really just the small contents of Magic and whoever other black guy she's fucking with. Because obviously she's fucked the black guy, and it makes him feel like you fucked Magic too. If you're right. I mean, if you take the contents in, if you take those in context.
I don't want that one. I don't want to go behind Showtime.
But no. Goddamn. But no.
I don't want that
man. Hey, man, these guys, you fucking don't bring them.
I don't even want my girl to say Magic Hand. No, no, my brother. You got to get your own. No,
all right, Double Lock, go ahead and make your point or whatever.
Hey, I'm just laughing at y'all. Basically, like you said, I think he mad. Like, damn, man. He fucking my girl. Taking over everything.
Man, he a Jew. Magic sitting now, you know, he probably thinking like, I bet he piped the fuck out of her, and she's gonna come back to me, worn out with that HIV smell. So he ain't with it.
They giving Sterling a heart attack out of head. A heart attack trying to keep up fucking with a headache thing with the young nigga doing to him.
And your bitch probably getting loose like a motherfucker. That way, don't just put it in my face.
Yo, that way, he basically conceded like, hey, don't bring him to the game. Don't put it in my face.
You know what it is. Pay you two, I give you two more money to be right here fucking these all on Instagram.
On my face and putting it on my face now.
He know what it is. He know she fucking around. He know she cheating. But like y'all
he know what it is. He know he 80 and she 25. But to that point, it is what it is. He's an 80-year-old. No, he's dealing with a 25-year-old and what comes with that, right?
You know what comes with that. You just for the check, baby. That's all you for. You just there for the check, get a dick sucked. Yeah, you know. Jew, probably like fucking the right. No, Jew's fucking right.
He's 80.
Yeah, he probably popping Viagra like Skittles. Still only give him 5 minutes. Come on, man. I didn't know he said vermin, though.
Yeah, he said a lot of the degrading stuff about black people living in his
real estate. He's a real racist. You say, you don't even say nigga, you say vermin. Oh, boy. They need to throw everything at him.
So let's flip it and bring it.
I hope Magic do fuck him without a comment. She fuck him.
Let's get back on track and bring it to this. The Clippers had a stance of they were debating if they should have played or shouldn't played. Of course, it's, you know, Monday and they played. What was your first take on that?
Man, y'all niggas need that money. You don't play, you gonna pay y'all ass. Don't play if you want. You not gonna pay y'all niggas. So.
Yeah, but you, I feel like you in the NBA, you stand for more than, you depriving the fans and everybody if you don't play.
I stand for that right there.
You can't not play. You're playing for the fans.
I disagree.
But you playing to win a championship at the end of the day.
Exactly.
I disagree. If your boss come out and I disagree. I'm not letting that motherfucker
make another money. A professional athlete. You're not going to walk off.
Them never stand for nothing.
How many professional athletes, bosses, you think at them as niggas?
Yeah, that was saying. How many people you think share Don Sterling views? In the NBA, how many owners you think share Don Sterling views?
Good 70%.
Only one I can say who not, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is like that.
Like what? Jordan probably don't like these niggas.
Yeah, have you ever heard the story of him and Camille?
Where you getting this?
Now, this was a long time ago. So basically, I was going to retell the story.
The rapper Camille.
Now, they were at a charity event. And, you know, anyway, Camille, it was like $10,000 deal. And so Camille was there. He was like, you know, he normally don't ask for people autograph. But it was Michael fucking Jordan. So he walked up to Michael Jordan and, you know, he like, I'm sorry, I know you get bothered a lot, you know what I'm saying? He introduced himself. So he came real respect. He's like, I hope, you know, if you mind if I ask for an autograph. Michael Jordan said, I don't give niggas autographs.
I do not believe that.
It's documented. It's a weird documented story.
Ain't nobody else heard him say that.
We can pause this right now. It's on the internet.
Michael Jordan ain't openly, and people heard him say,
group of people that he sent. Michael Jordan sent. Nike even said something. Again, you can look this up or whatever. Not even trying to be fun. Wow. But anyway, it's been stories of even Michael Jordan, you know.
Well,
being that.
If that's the case, I was going to say.
Yeah, nigga.
Michael Jordan called he black. And Mark Cuban. I don't think Mark Cuban any different to his players call. I watched Shark Tank. Mark Cuban give people chances that's nowhere in his field.
But we just said Don Sterling give people
chances. No, I'm just saying.
Does he give a chance?
No, I'm just saying he just seemed like a real good guy.
He got you fooled.
No, I don't think he around here calling
niggas.
Vince called a nigga. I don't feel that way. I don't think. No, I don't. I don't think Mark Cuban one of those.
I think about 7.
I just think it's mostly white guys. You can't pinpoint them all because, like you said, they conceal how they feel. You can't see it. Some people who racist and don't like black people may never say the word nigga out of their mouth.
Let's bring it back to the Clippers. Double R. The Clippers basically wore their warm-ups inside out kind of as a sign of solidarity. And they wore black.
She got down where your tongue got last night?
and they wore a black patch or whatever. But I still, me personally, I think that was kind of a... It didn't matter because at the end of the day, you wearing Clippers gear right side on when the jersey came on. So I know that they're trying to do something, but it seems like that's kind of an ill-fated attempt to do something. What were your thoughts when you seen them wear the warm-ups inside out?
You can't really do that with it. Like, I guess they trying to take a stand, but it's stupid to me.
That's absolutely correct. That's how I feel. Now, what can you do to the owner of the team that you play for?
What you can do is what you can do, period, in any situation is protest. That was shit.
Pay your protest.
Not play.
Thank you, Calhoun.
I'm telling you.
You're saying a dumb thing.
Not play. Today I would not have played. You know what I mean? I would have not played. What would have happened? You would have got a couple of fines. He would have got the fine. I don't think the NBA would have had the balls to fine the players today. After what was made, I would have forfeited the game.
The NBA don't write their checks. He do.
I would have forfeited the game. Period.
What about Golden State? Do they have any involvement in this? Because it kind of...
I think every in the league right now have involvement in it.
Well, I think it's... I'm saying Golden State because it directly affects them. So, if Golden State... If they don't show up, but Golden State shows up, does it show, hey... Should it be something like, hey, we'll join the Clippers and not playing because we don't agree with Donald Sterling's statements or whatever? I'm just asking.
I think that would have been a nice unity.
66, man.
It ain't 66. It feel like it, though, don't it?
No, it don't. Protesting is not necessary.
It's not pointless. You think it would have been pointless for them to combine and protest? If nothing else, this game.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have been points. I think it would have showed that players have more heart.
And they don't.
What you say, Sean?
I said, man, the NBA was going to make them play. They were going to lose so much money for the televised everything.
You know what I'm saying? It's a higher power sometimes. They think about last year when Cole Popovich sat Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and...
Totally different.
No, I'm saying, listen, I'm saying it's a higher power. I'm saying to what Rashard is saying, the NBA steps in then. Like, hold on. Y'all got an obligation to play. Ain't nothing wrong with y'all. Y'all got to play. It's the playoffs. You know how much money we make off the playoff? Y'all got to play.
We would not have played. That's the whole point of the protest. And I bet the NBA would not have had the balls to find them boys and they didn't play.
I'm going to tell you the point what you not making.
What they were going to do? What the NBA was going to do?
Right now, it's not black and white. It's green. It's not black and white. It's green. They want these boys want their money. They not going to do that. You be saying
that's the point right there. I agree with that.
People do stuff based off money now. Money. So
I agree.
But it couldn't do the NBA. How can the NBA take upon themselves now? People rest players all year. But just because it was a TNT game, Cole Pop said, I'm resting Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker. And it was a good game.
That's different to bring that in. I think this
has completely different.
That has no relevance to what we're talking about.
I don't care about what y'all saying. Yes, it do.
No, it
the
don't.
NBA steps in. If they want to not play, the NBA going to do something to them.
What they going to do? They all protest.
They going to do something.
What?
I don't think the NBA can do anything.
They ain't going to do nothing.
In a black league to go against players.
Man, y'all got to think about it. Say them boys don't play. All them tickets they done sold and go
man,
to state.
Y'all tripping. You can't do that.
That'll be the worst PR nightmare in the NBA history.
What's the hell of a PR?
If they did something to them for protesting, that would be the worst.
Oh my God. That's what I'm saying. The NBA would not have did. They would have did absolutely nothing.
So y'all saying all this? Yes, they would have.
What?
They would have. That's what I'm saying. You remember all the big hoopla? When the NBA
there's
came.
Nothing about this person is. There's nothing of this person is.
Period. So it's no sense in naming none of these other shit. These
no,
other
I'm saying shit. I'm saying some of the presidents where the NBA steps in or the higher power steps in and do what they want to do. They gonna do just like they told them boy, y'all can't wear what you want to wear. They did all that talking, but now
again,
they wear stuff.
That has nothing to do with today.
Because this is a racial issue. I think what the NBA would have did was rescheduled the game.
That's what they would have done.
That's the most logical thing to do in there.
Okay, and then if they doing what y'all say, we ain't playing tonight. What can you, man? Them people can suspend them for. Look at that. They
suspend them for the playoffs.
They can do what they.
That's the same thing.
That's the same thing we're talking about. Now.
I'm saying they can do what they want to do if that's what they want to do.
But it's the flip side of that, Mike. This is a in a sensitive society. This is a racial issue and. The NBA has to play that perfectly. I don't know what perfectly is, but
you can't play it perfectly. In this society, how many racial issues get brought up and stuff happen and it blows over? And people recant what they say, apologize, and they sweep it under the rug.
It's not, but it's a different in this case. Like, the problem is in this, and I think I'm glad you said that, this took off before the NBA had time to blink.
Sure.
This isn't a, by the time, this was a big headline across the country before social the NBA media
got a hold of
it. Exactly. Social media got a hold of it. And this was before the NBA could blink. This was out of control. And so I think that the NBA did the smart thing by telling Donald Sterling to stay away. But every media outlet is picking this up and picking this up.
It was
picking
even
this
on
up
CNN.
And picking this up. And so, and not only that, I think the person too, because this is a person who habitually feels this way. And it's a person who's been in the league for 30 plus years. So at some point, it seems like the league is condoning what he does. And there's so many things to it. I think if the players walked out, I don't think the league could do something immediately like suspend them. I think the first thing they would do is reschedule the game. Now, maybe they keep doing this 3 or 4 times. They have to talk to them internally or something. But they would not come out publicly and say, we'll suspend them. The NBA would not do that. In a black league.
Ain't no way they wouldn't do nothing.
They may not do it in public, they wouldn't do nothing.
What you mean? They got to do something publicly.
They would not suspend them.
These folks say we're not going to play. Man,
let me ask both of y'all something. Wait a minute. Do you think if they would have protested today, you think the NBA would have suspended them?
Yeah. They would have done something.
Boy, do you know the shit? Do you know the shit storm that will come their way? That's just like if someone said something
about how many lawsuits the NBA would get.
God almighty. No, it's bigger than just for the money. Because of the green, these high powers you speak of, they couldn't do that. They can't do that. They can't set that kind of precedent.
Man, soon as they suspended something, a black person would go in. It wouldn't even be a black. It'll be a minority who's smart enough to sue about the NBA.
Let me tell you something else what that'll start doing. That possibly could start a snowball to an avalanche. Because if you were to suspend them, who's to say another team wouldn't do that in support of them?
Man, the that's players of the NBA would sue.
The player association.
Every black player was, man,
that's
it would be.
Storm.
It'll be a class. It'll be the NBA have a $10 billion lawsuit by the end of the week.
That'd be a shit storm. They couldn't do that with them.
And that's the same way the NBA will feel like if they don't play. Y'all bringing all these reimbursing. We got to do this. We got to do this. This television time. These sponsors. All this. What about if we don't show this game? Y'all don't play. Think about the money we're going to lose.
The shit bigger than the game.
It's not big. In this society, it's not bigger than the game.
In this society, it's way bigger than the game. If this was 20 years, 30 years ago, it's not bigger than the game. Today, it's bigger than the game.
Y'all saying it's bigger than the game, so but when do y'all give me a specific thing they can do to him? What type of punishment can he get?
We don't know. We're about to see. We don't know.
Can't do that to that.
I mean, Starter, you can do. You could. What you can do is fine him. You can bar him from the games. You can do that.
And I'm saying, who can you? You know what I'm saying? Whatever the players do is pointless. Who got to be the people to discipline him? The NBA. The same way as the players would have walked out, the NBA gonna discipline them. Who told him?
I completely disagree.
The Clippers probably don't want him to come to the game, but it had to be the NBA say. You can't come to the game.
Of course, because
he owns it.
The NBA said he can't come to the game.
And the NBA wouldn't be able to do shit if they would have protested today.
No, but I'm saying he couldn't come to the game because the NBA, he the owner, but the NBA over him. They got to hold the order. They got to do something. That's what I'm saying.
The NBA over him. Think of it like this. Owners essentially are over Adam Silver. The collective owners are Adam Silver's boss. He reports to them. Now, what happens is, they probably go to Adam Silver, the other 29 owners. He probably called them and said, hey, what can we do? And then that's where that dialogue exchanges. And that's realistically what's going to happen. It's going to be the other 29 owners who would decide his fate to a degree. That's how it will work because that's how that business of ownership of organization works.
What make you think the business of ownership or the business of the NBA would not show some type of discipline to a whole team of players not playing?
Again, they would not show. With this type of issue, they would not show.
In this day and age.
Don't fuck with the facts, because the facts is the one that's everywhere. Every race. Them the only time when you do something, them folks goddamn clean up about it.
Hold on. Let me tell you what it is now. With this era, you can go back to the bullying little movement they've been doing. You go to the fad movement they're doing. You go to the retarded thing. If you say anything politically incorrect, it doesn't matter who you are. It's a shitstorm. And that's why whatever they would have done today would have been a go. And the NBA could not have did a thing about it. Right now, because of how... Listen. right now, because of how sports are and because of how society is, just like with that when they were bullying that fucking in Miami. Richard and Canadian were bullying him. Then the whole bullying shit started. See, everybody, as you can say, you can step over race, all that shit, until that shit hits spotlight and until it becomes an issue. Right now, this is a racial issue, and they all shit stop right now. That's the difference.
It's a lot of stuff hit mainstream and it be racial issue and don't nothing get done.
A lot of shit get done behind the scenes. RTR, where you at on it?
But I don't think, man, whatever they do come down with, it ain't gonna affect the owner, because it's gonna be a slap on the wrist to him. If you find him, his little money to him, just spend him for a couple games, there's nothing. So, no matter what they do, it's gonna be a slap on the wrist to the owner.
I think that the point that me and Calhoun make is not, is he made the comments, it's not about him. I think we're talking from if you're gonna enforce change, it's more of a, this is an NBA problem right now. Once it got out in the public, it wasn't a Durham Sterling issue. It's an NBA issue. Mm-hmm. And that's where it goes to now.
So now here's the problem.
And that's why the Clippers can't walk out. They're part of the NBA. It's an NBA issue. The NBA got to discipline him, deal with him. Y'all as players can't deal with this man. Y'all can't boycott the game. Come on, man. It dudes who feel like, nah, I owe my fans this. I owe this city a championship. I want to try to win. I can't control how you feel.
We're not talking about individual perception. I think Calhoun was saying, what if the collective decided to do that?
And that's what I'm saying.
Because it even won't. The guy who said, I owe my fans to show that I stand for something.
Hey,
I still owe them that.
But this is what I'm saying. This day, you ain't going to get a collective, everybody to say that. Some of them do. Come on, man. It's about money. Some of these dudes are not going to do no walk out. Some of them dudes on the bench need their money. Somebody ain't making, but they ain't the ones who can do it to them. They can't do it to them.
I think that's the problem.
That's always a problem.
That's a problem even with our society. That's what I'm saying. We are the change. If we don't do it, we can't keep depending on higher ups, or as you say, the higher power to do it. And the problem with the NBA now is that's what they're going to do. They're going to wait long enough for this shit to blow up, because right now it's just fucking, it's a Lamborghini with a turbo. It's just flying. They're going to wait for this shit to lose steam, because something else is going to happen. And there's going to be a little bit of something. Because he is on, suspending him, you don't even see him already. So it's not like you see the motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? How hard
can you find him? You're not going to find him a million. And if you did, he wouldn't give a shit.
Let me ask you this. In baseball, they can make you sell the team. In the NBA, I don't think they can make
you sell the team. I think they can make you sell the team. It's the same kind of collective bargaining.
But the collective bargaining is for players.
It's the same kind of association. Just like they just made the Dodgers sell.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. They made the Dodgers sell, but that was financial. I don't know.
So I
guess. Let me bring it back to the Dodgers. He couldn't make payroll. So that's a completely different problem than what the Clippers had.
But that's something. Can they make him sell? I don't know. But again, he's going to tie this shit up in lawsuits.
And then the point Darren made earlier, everybody not going to agree to throw him out. Because like you said, he's deep in some people's pockets, and some people feel like he feels. So it's not going to, ain't nothing they going to do to him going to matter. That's what I'm saying. People can say stuff now, and whatever they, it's our society, but sometimes it don't matter. It hurts, sometimes make you upset, but the punishment never equals up. It don't matter. What can you do to this man?
So getting back to the point, I think it's baffling that in this day and age, seriously, you have that kind of, you're in that kind of position, because it's not so much about what he said, because we say shit all the time on this, but we're not in a position to where it's effective. Like, if you run for mayor, some of this shit will come back. You understand what I'm saying? I can't run for shit. So what's baffling is that you are that reckless to even say that.
But like D said, he thought he was talking to his girlfriend.
I don't give a shit. When you at a certain point, you know, this is a young you don't know she got some kind of vendetta. You don't know what kind of setup she got.
I think you're looking at it from hindsight. I think that. Go ahead, double up.
I said, you got to think about it. If we was in that power, we still probably run around.
Of course I would.
Exactly. So I guess even keeping that's a good point, double R. Even keeping that dynamic. Let's say you was out getting some head with a girl and
That's my favorite subject.
Exactly. And you say this crocodile. You relax, right? I mean, he's talking to her in a relaxed tone or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's in whatever he considers a comfortable setting. So, you know, to MOB's point, I'm one of those people, like I told you before, I don't have as big an issue with him saying it, because if he was in private and said, and that's how he feels, that's how he feels at the end of the day. I think that with people jumping saying they shouldn't support him or support that, I go back to that point. Everybody in the NBA who's saying that, who's been in the NBA, like Magic Johnson, is a hypocrite. Like Magic Johnson, but Magic Johnson has been going to his games. You know what I'm saying? So you knew he was a hypocrite before this. So it's just like you knowing somebody's a thief. And as soon as, and then.
They still, so you're like, I can't believe you stole from
him. Exactly. Like, you know what it is when it happens. You know what I'm saying? So that's my most disappointing part of aspect of this story is that.
It's not, so you're disappointed with the parade of bullshit that comes with this exposure. Because once they rake a motherfucker over the coal, it's like everybody want to turn.
Exactly. Like, and I can understand media doing it. I can't understand. I don't know what you consider people like Magic Johnson. I can't understand insiders. I can't understand what NBA insiders would act like this is so appalling when Charles Barkley said it best. The man been doing this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so if he been doing this, again, I don't want to keep driving that same point. Everybody
you knew what they were.
Exactly. Like Magic has to look himself in the mirror. All of them have to look themselves in the mirror, and they can't be stupid if he just 2, 3, 4 years ago calling black people vermin.
That's wow. That will never really hit home.
And these dudes who play for him, they can't sit there and act like they didn't know. Because that was a very big story out there.
I was saying people do stuff and say stuff.
That was a class action lawsuit.
That's very disrespectful to us as a people all the time. And sometimes they still find. Just even with the Hurricane Katrina, they called them people refugees.
And
the stuff. All on the news. Everybody was saying it. Until somebody said, hold on, these ain't refugees. Then everybody stopped saying it. So people say dumb shit all the time that they wish they can take back. But he felt like he was comfortable. And no matter what they do to him, if the Clippers boycott, if they finally suspend him, he going to still feel the same way. He going to still think black people are niggas and
Whatever he thinks.
And
that
was saying, no matter.
I'm about to
see, buddy, you can't stop me.
Exactly.
Oh, he a cock-ass now. You can tell how he talked when she was even, rather it be Larry Bird. He was like, you're such a difficult woman. You're not going anywhere being difficult. You're just a fighter. You can tell he one of those now. Hey, look, you're 80 years old. Yeah. You just can't motherfucking do it's what you just do. Difficult.
I just feel it's like it's
a different world. I wish some of it you still could do. You can't even call a retard no more.
Can't call a spade a spade.
Not no more.
You gotta watch what you say.
You gotta watch what you say.
But it just is so dumb, crazy society. Nothing gets done sometimes, and it goes away. Eventually, once it ain't hype or once it ain't top news, it goes away.
Let's spin it to this. How does this affect the Clippers on the court? Because we talked about off the court. How does this affect them on the court?
I think it affects them. Man, it's hard to start going to work for a motherfucker like that. It's hard to have him. And it's a catch 22. So your success equals his success.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off. I'm sorry, but.
Of course, because you're a tap dancing coon.
Okay, but they knew how he felt yesterday. When they went out and bust their ass. They been knowing. They say he don't even go in the locker room. He don't even deal with them. So they been knowing this all year. They probably been knowing it before they got to the Clippers. So you been making the money then. So why he come out publicly and call you a nigga?
He ain't come out publicly. Get caught.
Exactly. You get caught calling me a nigga. Now I don't want to go play for you.
Listen, everybody may not have known that. Being honest.
You don't think enough of them knew?
I think some know, some didn't know, some y'all saw. I didn't know about that class action lawsuit.
But I'm saying that cause we not.
I knew about it.
Exactly.
So I knew, but we not in the NBA.
I bet you dudes in the NBA knew. You know,
a lot of them didn't know.
Yeah, I bet some people in the NBA.
I would think that he has a reputation like a teacher does in school. So you in ninth grade or you in eighth grade, you get to high school and you talk to your older brother. Somebody like, what's Mr. Jones like? Oh, man, if you say, hey, Mr. Jones, every day you would get
that right. And this another niggas in the Clippers around the league.
Oh, just people around the league who could. Exactly. Who could,
oh, hey, you know that Clippers.
I'm going to the Clippers. Out, yeah, bro. Donald Sterling. He don't that like racist, black people. Yeah.
Come on, man.
I think that.
He said it earlier. Everybody been new, and now they want to just make.
I
all
heard
this
people
fun.
Saying that. Though.
So if they knew, you shouldn't have played for them last week. Don't not play for them today. You playing for your check. That's what they playing for. You playing for your family, your kids, kids. You ain't playing for him. He still got to pay you. He don't like you, Chris Paul, but he got to pay him.
They got to pay me.
He got to pay me. So I'm making you money, but you pay me for it.
I think it directly.
It's just an ugly situation.
I think right now it directly affects their play as of now.
Can they overcome
it? I hope so. I hope they strong enough men to just go out and play ball and don't get distracted by
because
that.
The game tonight they didn't overcome it. Or the game today they didn't.
Because I'm quite sure.
I think it's hard to overcome. I think this series, I don't think they overcome it.
I just think.
Me personally. I wouldn't want to do it.
I'm just saying, I think quite naturally some of those guys have real life issues going on outside of basketball and they play through. So knowing that my owner.
I mean, every human got issues, right?
So. That's what I'm saying. So you play through your issues.
This is something that's compounded. Listen. If it was the beginning of the season, I would think it would be different. But this is the end. You only got a couple of games. So this is something that you get over eventually. This is something that the season works itself out. But you don't have that luxury. Time is of the essence, right?
I don't think it hold that much weight. Really? People go out and play and my mama died today. And I go out and play tonight.
Use it as inspiration. How am I inspired by this asshole owner?
Well, how can I let it break me?
I want to draw a little line in between y'all points. It may not even be is one of those things that if you want to get it out your head, the media isn't letting you get them. In today's world, the media won't let you get it out your head. So even if it's something you're indifferent on, if you keep hearing that you get an opinion one way or another. Same thing. If you feel a certain way about it, if you keep hearing it and it's something you like or don't like, it's just going to increase. Damn, I love Donald Sterling. Or damn, I hate Donald Sterling. You know what I'm saying? So
you keep vomiting it up.
It keeps coming up. It's just like a good or bad memory that keeps replaying in your mind.
Recurring.
Exactly. Yes, so I think that however you feel is how you feel. I just think that the media is keeping it.
The media is doing what the media does.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. This is a new commissioner, Adam Silver. This is his first true test.
This is a hell of a
bad way to bark back into it, right? If you were the commissioner, what would you do?
I guess I would try to get the opinions of the rest of the owners in the league as a group. And I'm quite sure he probably have a staff and try to make a decision made off of what everybody think. Because Adam Silver could be racist. So it can't be a personal of feelings decision made right now. You need to talk with everybody. Because like you said, it's some owners, even if they feel the same, in public they're going to say they don't. So he just got to see what everybody think we need to do. Because a fine, like Rashard said, it don't kill them. A suspension don't kill them. Nothing going to really hurt them. But I just feel something needs to be done. I don't know exactly what he can do. I just find him and suspend him. Just try to hit him two places. But okay. At the end of the day, it ain't going to hurt him.
I would come down hard and swift. If they gave, what they find Kobe for saying faggot? $100,000? I would hold owners, coaches to a higher, they're held to a higher example than players. So this would be, I was suspended for a year. And it would be a record-breaking fine.
I think I would mix both of you guys' point. I think I would go to my owners if I were Adam Silver. Now, in my mind, that would be the kind of terms he'd be suspended for him a year. And I'd say something maybe like a $20 million fine.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That would be what I would go to my owners with. And I would see if I can get the blessing of them. Mm-hmm.
And you know they still go back to, like y'all said, that man would lawyer up. And fight that to the bone.
No, not the fine. Y'all fight, sell the team. My first thing would be to sell that goddamn team.
You don't think that man will fight that to the bone? You fining me $20 million?
Man, he'll lose.
I don't think he fight because I think he understands the PR on something like that. He probably just
pay it.
He probably try to negotiate it down. He just pay or whatever. I think that somebody in his camp after
his PR person
would tell him, look, it's not even worth doing this. You're gonna lose the value of the team.
And don't draw more attention to
this. And don't draw more attention than this. And I do think that that's how that will end.
It'll be a backbreaker. I make a point. I mean, he paying somebody $100 million. I'll make a drastic point. If you can make him sell that team legally, I have him sell it. This is one too many instances. One instance is too much. And this is a reoccurring thing. And if your reputation in the league is a slumlord bigot, you have to sell that team. Me.
I don't think the NBA has precedence to make them see.
They can't do that, so it'll be a crazy fine and it'll be a suspension.
But guess what real, real rich people do? Just throw money at the problem and it goes away.
That's what he's about to do.
Well, he's going to go away once he do it. It don't change how he feel and what he said.
No. But see, that's the problem. I think that people are going into this thinking that he needs to change.
No, ain't no change.
There's no change in him.
I know that.
I think that what needs to change is the process and making and owners being held accountable. Because I think that, and I want to go on and wrap this up. I want to say, if this happened to a player,
oh my word,
what do you think would happen? If he was a player,
he'd be suspended for a year. He'll be fined like a motherfucker.
Depending on what player.
It couldn't be Dirk.
If Dirk said it, what would happen?
They'll give him a hefty fine and suspension.
Well, yeah.
How long would they suspend him for?
Not a year.
Nah, I wouldn't be
probably like 15 games.
It'll be stern this day and age. It'll be real stern.
30 games, 40 games.
Nah, they ain't even. How many games they suspended Kobe with that faggot shit?
Yeah, because they about on par with it.
It went a lot.
Nah, it went a lot. So, as an owner, though, you got to tax that ass. But if it's an owner, you got to tax that ass.
All right, that's a good place to end. Any final thoughts, MOB?
I stand as I've been arguing. It's just a bad society we live in. People get away with things they shouldn't get away with. They can throw money at problems they don't want to deal with. And it's sad, but that's the society we live in. We can't change it. It's too far gone. It's too far gone. And he is dead wrong. No, I can't even say wrong. Them his feelings. But when you are part of an organization and you hold a certain type of standard for your players and everybody else, you should hold the same type of standard for yourself. So you shouldn't be so loosely with your words. But if you're in the comfort of your home, who says? It's just crazy.
Goddamn, how many points you making against
me? It's crazy. I'm sorry. It's the world we live in. You got it, bro. I don't know.
What a hopeless way of thinking.
Go ahead.
I tell you, in hindsight, as a black man, of course I'm outraged. And how dare that fucking kite? Don't bleep down. You're probably gonna bleep the rest of them. Don't bleep down. But in retrospect, man, honest. I mean, how you feel is how you feel. He was in the conference of his own home. It was an ambush, actually. This isn't something he said at a press conference. He didn't say it to his players. He wasn't in public when he said it. So all of those things have to be taken into consideration. The story's just running. Media has it. And they have to do something firm. But if you think about it, it's just like, nah. If you cut this off and we're having a conversation and someone's recording it, and then they come out with it. I mean, that's a real low thing to do. So, I mean, you have to be careful what you say when you're in that kind of position in life, and in this world, rather. And as a side note, as everybody know, you shouldn't even be trusting these hoes any goddamn way.
I think that this is used as a time for not only the NBA, but professional sports to make owners accountable and, well, an owner can't be above the league. Because right now, I think that that's kind of the elephant in the room in office, is that owners are above the league. They can't really suffer. They can't really suffer penalties that hurt them. So I would like to see this as a time where they create some type of council or a voting council that can vote either to sell or suspension or something in financials of the company. So if they could do something with vote where he doesn't get his share revenue from the NBA for his statement. Basically, in a professional sport league, I would just like to see this used as an opportunity.
And as the league, they're going to have to make a stand.
Well, and there's going to probably be some rule changes out
there. And I would hope that would come with it. Just accountability from owners.
But just like Billy Ray said in Trading Places. I think with Billy Ray, how do you hurt rich people?
make rich people go broke.
Yeah, man, they had to make a pocket, but
that's how you gonna have to hit
the NBA can do something. They got to.
All right, thank y'all for listening. Catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, www.digitaldaron.com, Instagram, Twitter. Email us at digitaldaron.com if you want to be a guest. Thank y'all for listening. Check out the NBA Playoff Hot Topics podcast. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.